Welcome to Chit Chat with Shelly Cheyenne, the show featuring insightful topics that empower the limitless greatness within you. Each week, we'll have chats on how to live a more balanced and thriving life. And I'm your host, Life Enhancement Coach, Shelly Cheyenne. So let's chat. Good grief. I remember when my mom passed, I was also going through a relationship breakup about 2 months prior. And I just remember feeling so numb to everything. It was just like, oh my God, come on, Lord. All right. Now, just for transparency sake, the relationship was pretty much on its last leg. You know, how it pretty much was over about 6 to 8 months, maybe a year, prior to it finally coming to that last bitter end. But 2 months before my mom died, so that was about September, October-ish time frame when the relationship broke up, everything was just, you know, I was kind of going through the motions. I was going through a slight grieving process because at the time I did not know about my mom, her condition. So I was going through the breakup grief and trying to take that next step, which was moving on. I had got a job offer that was going to move me to another city. And that was like the perfect opportunity to take the offer. I had no reason to remain where I was. And I remember just going through the motions like, what is going on? Why is everything happening like this? It just seemed like the climactic end of that relationship was on roller skates or something. It was going fast. Like the job offer came through after 2 days of, you know, once I applied to it, 2 days later, I'm getting the job offer. That never happened. And, you know, I found, got all my living situations and everything just moved so quickly. And I just remember kind of not really fully grieving the relationship the way that you would, or normally should, even if you knew it was coming to an end. And so I remember just like all times when the relationship broke up and then 2 months later, my mom passed. It was like of all times when I, you know, for me not to be with someone, all the seasons of singleness that I had didn't really bother me. But this is the one time when I really wished I was not single. I really wished I had been with someone. This was that time more than anything. And truth be told, he wasn't the best person to lean on anyway. It was pretty much another reason why I let the relationship end, because, you know, you want somebody that you can lean on, especially when these type of life events take place, which they're going to. And I just remember thinking, well, I'm sure if he was still with me and I'm dealing with the passing of my mother, I would really still be essentially alone anyway. So, hey, there's that. But the grief process really was something that I wasn't expecting. And I know in previous episodes, I talked lightly about it. I didn't go into a whole lot of detail about my experience with grief. And I'm learning to do so now. And it's hard. It's hard because honestly, darlings, I have been fighting talking about it, really diving into it, really dissecting grief and talking about how I've gone through it and getting through it. And I really didn't want that focus, but it just keeps coming back to my mind that this is something you need to talk about. This is something that's very personal, that's very private to many of us, especially to me. And the platform that I have and my coaching business that I have, all of these things, the podcast, hello, all of these things are here so that I can be as transparent and as open and as available, you know, and shine the spotlight on me. It's funny, I can counsel and I can help others go through the grief process, but for me, I just shied away from it. I didn't want to attend any sort of grief counseling. I just really felt like I would know how to do it. Like, okay, yeah, I'll go to a counselor. Yeah, I'll talk about it, but I just wanted to deal with it by myself. And I learned very quickly that, yeah, this is one of those things that you can't kind of do that with. But grieving alone really gave me a lot of insight. It gave me a lot of compassion, more compassion for people that are grieving different losses. And loss can come in any form. I mean, I'm just personally talking about the loss of a relationship alongside the loss of my mother, which those two together were pretty destructive because I don't want to say destructive, but just devastating. They both were very devastating. And usually when you go through one, you have the other person that can kind of help you and be there for you and listen to you, and you can lean on that. But I didn't have that. So I became more compassionate towards those people, those of us who are grieving alone, grieving alone in silence, grieving to a point of they're afraid to even talk about it. They're afraid to acknowledge it. And I wanted to really do something about that. I wanted to shine a light on it. I know so many of my personal friends and people that I've coached that are grieving major losses in their life. And I kept thinking to myself, okay, Lord, you keep bringing this subject back to me. I don't know if you're forcing me to talk about it, you're forcing me to do it for my own self, or you're forcing me to deal with it because you know that someone listening could benefit from whatever I'm saying, to know that they aren't really alone. And I want to do that, but I don't want to constantly feel like grief is just so morbid sometimes. It's so sad to talk about. It's depressing. Who wants to talk about grief and be depressed all the time? But I know that when God gives us these trials and things to go through, a lot of times it's for us to share, to maybe even reach that one person that he was trying to get from the get-go. Or maybe it's to say, hey, you aren't alone. Everybody goes through this at some point in their life. We all will have a moment to grieve, a reason to grieve. And I've reached mine. And mine came double duty, baby. It was like, let's just get her back to back, you know. And I accept that. I accept it. You know, grieving can make you angry. Was I angry at my ex for not being capable of being there for me when I needed him? And it started making me think a year and a half later. At the time, I was just like, yo, he better never call me again. I never want to see him in his life. Ironically, he did find out about my mom and tried to reach out to me the day after she passed. And I literally saw this text come through and I was like, dude, you about to get blasted for real if I didn't have to make these arrangements. Like, but something just said, just let it go. Because some people just aren't capable of being, you know, supportive or finding it in them to be compassionate or show it or display it. am I going to say he was heartless during the time when he knew certain things that my mom was ill? Yes, I did feel that he was heartless. He did not really say much to me or really try to help me get through even the diagnosis part. So that I was angry at. But then I had to start thinking much later about how some people just don't know how to comfort. You know, some people see grief or sadness or issues like that as something that stirs them up or reminds them of sadness that they've had to go through in their own life, maybe with a friend or a loss of a loved one too, and they don't want to reflect on that. So I think sometimes people just don't know how to be there for you. I've heard people say to me, you know, Shell, when I lost my parent, I lost friends too. And I thought, wow, how cruel is that? Like, what are you talking about? Did you cuss everybody out? Because I definitely understood that. Sometimes I'd just be wanting to fire off, you know, but that made me sad when people have told me that. And I don't know if I would ever feel to distance myself from someone when I know that they're going through something. I think I have to try to hold myself back a little bit from smothering, but it wouldn't be where I would just disappear or our friendship would change because of that. But it does, you know, in many people it has. I also started thinking about how people aren't there for you in your time of need. Sometimes it's not about you. It's just more so about how they may not be capable of handling the issue or the events or the stress. I mean, we went through 2020 and I think all of us were on edge. You know, people were leaving this world left and right. And I at one point said, you know, I'm looking to my left and looking to my right, like, is it going to be one of us any day now? You know, it was that deep. So sometimes I think we get caught up in our own, you know, maybe thoughts about death or thoughts about, well, what if this happened to me? That we don't really, we're not in the moment. We're not present for that other person. And it's hurtful to that other person. It is. I can honestly say I was given so much love and support from my friends and family, especially those that knew exactly how I felt because they had lost a parent, whether it was 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago, they knew. And just talking to them, it helped me. And so I was fortunate. I don't feel I had people that distanced themselves from me. If I did, I really didn't notice it because I'm not probably close to them anyway. So boom. But I just know that I had to start saying, okay, I can't hold it against someone for how they react or respond to something that's happening to me. It might be a sensitive subject to them that I'm not aware of. There might be something else going on inside of them that I'm not aware of. So maybe this journey for me to deal with the grief process alone in my own way, is for me and not for them to help me through it. Who knows if my ex and I were still together, who knows if he would have really been able to help me through my journey. You know, I firmly believe that he wouldn't have been, but who knows, you know, or who knows if I would have allowed him to be there for me. I think finding the ability to give myself and friends grace because of just the fact that not everyone is comfortable handling things. There's a lot of people who can't handle their own stress and their own challenges in life. They can't handle grief from, and like I said earlier, grieving can be different things. It doesn't have to be the death of a parent, but it could be the death of a relationship, a divorce, a job, a career, changes, you know, in your life that have taken place that you're grieving, you know, an animal my gosh, when I lost my beloved Manly, he was my little cat. I had him for 10 and a half years. And when he had to be put down, it broke my heart. It broke my heart. But I also think about that in, well, maybe that was God preparing me for my mother, you know, years later, because I had to get some kind of something happened before in order for me to, I guess, be able to go through what I'm going through right now. Shortly after Manly, it was my next beloved heart, Prince, the singer. Yes, the singer. When he left, it was like, oh my gosh. I mean, honey, I was in bed for a week. Let me tell you, that broke my entire soul. Okay. That broke my entire soul. So those two things, I think, not that they would compare to my mother or anything like that, but I hadn't experienced death really before that. Yeah, I knew friends that had gone on, and my grandfather and my grandmother that passed, you know, I was very hurt by that, but I don't know. It was just something that it felt like I was being prepared. You know, I was being prepared for when my mom passed. And I'm just really learning, darlings, that sometimes we just need to provide grace to those that don't know how to grieve. They're not comfortable. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to respond. They don't know how to react. Now, if somebody's just a royal a-hole, then that's a whole deal. I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about those people that really, really don't know. And it may be good to talk to them. I had a friend who I noticed she kind of did not contact me or communicate with me for a couple of weeks until I reached out to her. And I was just like, hey, how you doing? And that's when, you know, she acknowledged that she purposely didn't reach out to me because she didn't want to overwhelm me. She figured I was receiving all the calls and the condolences and everything. And I told her, I said, well, you know what? I understand. I get it. And I'm not mad, because you thought of me being overwhelmed as it was, and you didn't want to add to it. So I just learned to give people grace. I learned to accept them for how they are, where they are, how they come towards me, how they don't. I've learned to understand that death, especially death, is an uncomfortable thing for many people to talk about and focus on. Hell, it's uncomfortable for me. So, but I'm learning to accept that some people just aren't there yet, and I'm okay with that. And I appreciate that. I appreciate those that aren't okay and that will tell me I'm not okay with the topic, so I could not fully be there for you. I appreciate that. And I've been feeling lately that perhaps I need to talk more about grief. Perhaps I need to talk more about this, because I feel it keeps coming up in my mind and I keep pushing it away and it just keeps coming back. So I'm going to start posting more episodes on grief, and I'm going to ask some of my friends to come on with me and have a discussion about it, because as I said, grief affects everyone differently. Oddly, probably y'all may not see it this way, but oddly, I found some good parts of grief. I found some great moments while grieving. I found that grief isn't always bad, but it's just how you navigate through it. So I want to explore that a little bit more, and I'm going to have some more episodes discussing grief. I'm not going to turn my whole podcast or my whole coaching business to grief, but I am going to add more conversation about it, because we all are grieving something. And I know how I'm feeling. I know what I'm going through. And I'm constantly searching, you know, Instagram and news feeds and social media and all of this to find someone that I can connect to that sees that. And I don't really see a whole lot of people talking about it. So there's many of us who need it. So maybe that's something that I have to consider. But I want to ask you this. I want you to do me a favor. Subscribe to my podcast. I want you to download this episode and I want you to share it because there's somebody in your circle, somebody you know, coworker, family member, friend, somebody that needs to hear this subject, that needs to hear it's okay to grieve. It's okay to be afraid to approach those who are grieving. Somebody needs to hear this episode. So I want you to just subscribe to the podcast, Chit Chat with Shelly Cheyenne, and download this episode and forward it on to your friend or that person who needs to hear it. And if you're on iTunes, if you're one of my iTunes listeners, I want you to leave a comment and rate the episode and let me know how you're feeling. If you're grieving the loss of something, let me know in the comments. I want you to share with me because I want to see if my message is being listened to or heard. And I want to share with you. I want to know what you're going through so I can now go through it with you and let you know that you're not alone. So I was just talking. Y'all know me, but I hope you were listening. So until next time, darlings, later. Thank you for listening to the Chit Chat with Shelly Cheyenne podcast. For more information, visit www.coachingbyshelly.com and my social media pages at Coaching by Shelly on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Until next week, darlings, later.